I'm joined by Nicole Tung, a freelance photographer who's currently based in Syria. Nicole, can you just describe where you are and what you've seen?
Right now I'm in the mountainous area that's outside of Marat al-Numan, which is a city of about 100,000 people that has consistently been shelled at random by the Syrian army, like many other cities in Syria. But the last two nights have been quite heavy. And when I was there two nights ago, there I can confirm that I saw nine civilians that were killed, although the number was probably hovering between 20 and 30. The doctor there told me that many of them, of the severely injured, had been transported to Turkey, and perhaps some of them had died on the way.
I've been looking at some videos just a second ago of people being treated on a hospital floor, or makeshift hospital floor in Marat al-Numan. Is that the sort of thing you saw?
By the time I reached there after the heavy shelling, the doctor had already treated the patients. He said about over 100 were injured, including some children. But I saw the facility of this secret hospital that he's working from, and it was basically it was just a house, and he was working with one bed, very few resources, very little medical equipment. The activists from the mountainous areas brought in medical supplies because the doctor requested it, needed it in that emergency. So they are working with very, very little resources there, and they only can provide first aid and triage before they send the severely injured on their way to be treated with better facilities in Turkey.
Are there any sign of the UN monitors?
Here, no, there is no sign of the UN monitors.
How are you getting about?
We're traveling around with locals here and also with the help of the local FSA.
Is that area very much in rebel hands in that case?
There's parts of this mountainous area that is, and then there are Syrian army checkpoints, just 3 to 4 kilometers away in other directions. So they are very much around, and they randomly opened fire today on a car that was traveling between a village near outside of Idlib, and killed 4 people, including a woman.
And have you seen much sign of clashes between the Free Syrian Army and the regular army?
From what I've been told by the FSA, for the Free Syrian Army, most of what they do is really provide protection for demonstrators when they go out and demonstrate, and also react to shelling and other attacks by the Syrian Army. They don't, for the most part, they're really not able to, go up against tanks and other weapons that the Syrian Army has. They're outnumbered and outgunned. So that's really, they're working very limited in what they can do in terms of protecting themselves and the civilians.
We're getting reports of apparent massacre in Latakia. I know that's not that far from you. Have you heard that too?
Honestly, I've just been very much out of the loop and very focused here. So yes, there probably is that happening. But we've not really been getting much more than that.
And you're hoping to get back into the town tonight, is that right?
Yes.
How safe is that going to be?
It really depends. It changes, from day to day. It's previously, or just this morning, the Syrian army had was surrounding the city. But
going to try. How long have you been there inside Syria?
For almost a week.
And how does what you're seeing contrast with what you'd imagine you'd see and reports from based on reports from outside the place?
Certainly, it's very, very real. They are indiscriminately shelling civilian populations. The other night when I was there, a 10-year-old girl had been injured by shrapnel. She was just sitting on the stairs of her home. She was injured by shrapnel that had, you know, fallen down into her house. And these are the people who had died. The 9 bodies that I saw were civilians, you know. And the remarkable thing is that the very next day, the population of Marat al-Aman came out again, and they demonstrated in defiance of the Syrian army again. So it is very real, and it is unfortunately an everyday reality.
And you say that the Free Syrian Army are saying they're simply protecting civilians. Are you convinced of that? Is there no sign of clashes between the two groups?
I mean, there are clashes, you know, here and there, but it's not an everyday, occurrence or consistent thing. Most of what the Free Syrian Army can do is really react to what the Syrian Army is doing. But I personally have not seen clashes between them.
And what's the mood among them? I mean, are they there seems to be some sign over the weekend that there may be a bit of a kind of turning point. Are they buoyed by clashes in Damascus, for example?
I think that it might be a slight morale boost, sure, but they're very focused here locally, and the reality is that the Syrian army still has many tanks around and many mortars that they use to consistently shell the cities around. So while they might be really excited by the prospect of more protests in Damascus, they still have to deal with the issue of the army here and protecting their civilians.
And how are the Free Syrian Army armed? What kind of equipment do they have?
Like the world has seen, they've from what I've seen also is that they're armed mostly with automatic weapons, and semi-automatic weapons, AK-47s mostly. And whenever they can acquire anything from the Syrian army, they will. But they're very limited. They have a few RPGs here and there, and mostly, you know, Kalashnikovs.
How many other journalists are there with you?
I'm with one other journalist here, but we've not come across any other journalists in this region at this point, although we know there is one other person around this area.
Aren't you incredibly scared?
Probably not as scared as the civilian population in the cities that have to go through this every night, no. Of course,
okay, well,
a frightening prospect.
Okay, Nikhil, we'll take care, and thanks very much for talking to us. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Matthew.